The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good morning. So on these mornings here, or as I said earlier, whatever time of day it might be for you, on these daily sessions, I've been exploring the topic of questioning or inquiry. And today I want to talk a little bit about some resistance that might be there, of course. And there's a number of reasons why there might be some resistance. Maybe one is we might have the idea that, well, meditation should only be about just be with the experience. And there's a lot of wisdom in that, and that's a beautiful practice. But I would also say that part of our meditation practice is to learn to have some malleability, some flexibility, some openness. And so we might just gently inquire, do we have some rigidness, some lack of flexibility in the ways that we think about our practice and what practice should be? And how it should not be. Or maybe we just have some preferences. Practice should only unfold in a way that's in accordance of our natural inclinations. It's a little bit funny that I'm saying that because some of you may know that I'm trained as a research scientist. So it's my inclination to be questioning, to be investigating, to have some curiosity. So I bring this to my meditation practice, to my spiritual practice. And perhaps some of you have a similar inclination. So the invitation is for practice to maybe expand our ways that we think about practice and not only follow our preferences or what's easy or natural for us, because there might be times in which we need something more, in which we get to find ourselves being stuck, or we find ourselves with some real difficulties in which our regular practice isn't providing as much support as we would like. So, in my view, it's helpful to have some familiarity with different ways of practicing. And then, of course, we can have one practice that seems the best and that is in accordance with what our teacher is saying. But my encouragement is to just notice what, if we have any tightness or holding about how things should be, and to stretch ourselves a little bit to explore different ways. I would say that meditation practice is so much about having some flexibility and not some brittleness. Maybe another reason why we might have some resistance is in some kind of way our culture has some listening to authority, so their questioning is not encouraged. In some ways, our culture, we kind of pride ourselves in independence and having some Wild West cowboy kind of way of showing up in the world. Kind of maybe we have a little bit of that archetype in contemporary times. But also at the same time, there's the things in which our culture has this beholden to authority. There's plenty of dogmatism and fanaticism and this discouragement of questioning, discouragement of investigation, but instead this strong expression of opinions as if they were a fact. And maybe there's some ways this discouragement to examine bleeds out into other areas of our life. Maybe after hearing that, or maybe growing up in a family or traditions that have this discouragement of questioning that might, unbeknownst to us, or maybe behind the scenes, so to speak, is affecting the way that we approach our meditation practice. So to have this inquiry or questioning doesn't feel quite right. And of course we want to believe that somebody else has all the answers, but I want to encourage us to recognize that we also have answers, quote-unquote answers, that we know ourselves better than anybody else. And might there be a way in which we can not give away our authority to others, at the same time recognizing that others have wisdom and perhaps more experience? I like this expression, the art of practice. For me, right, this is to recognize that it's not just one way or another, but noticing that there might be times in which questioning the teacher, questioning our practice, questioning our beliefs is really helpful. And there might be times in which we follow the rules of a teacher or the suggestions of a teacher or the tradition as a way to support us. So how do we find our way with both of these? That's part of the art of practice. Another reason why the questioning might feel uncomfortable or there might be some resistance to it is if the inner critic is really active. This inner critic sometimes shows up as kind of like a, I don't know, maybe we could say a sub-personality inside of us that's putting us down or belittling us or judging us, blaming ourselves and nagging at ourselves. Maybe it has this feeling of harshness to it. And when the inner critic is really active and we don't recognize it as being what it is, just a collection of beliefs, they aren't necessarily the truth, they aren't the truth, but they may be so familiar that we don't even question them. But the types of questions that the inner critic asks are often questions that aren't helpful. And that is, these are questions like, am I doing it right? In a way that has maybe a flavor of shame or negativity to it. Am I doing it right? It can have this deadening effect on our practice. Can make us feel tight and constricted, like I have to do it right or else something terrible might happen. Or maybe the inner critic has questions like, who am I to question my experience? Who am I to question the teachings, the teacher, in a way that belittles us and takes away some of our self-respect and honor and dignity that we all have? Or maybe the inner critic has this attitude, well, surely everybody else knows more than I do. So I shouldn't be asking questions, I should just be getting answers from others. So if the inner critic is active, one way to work with it is with kindness, is with some warmth. We don't need to be critical of the inner critic. We don't have to be judgmental, but can we have this affectionate curiosity about that experience? Or can we have a tension with the quality of befriending? And we might even ask a question if we hear that the inner critic has, maybe it's not explicit, but some unspoken belief about, well, who am I to question? Or am I doing it right? Or maybe we can ask a question, is that true? And asking it with a stance of warm-heartedness and care, is it true that we don't know the answers? Everybody else might know the answers, but we don't. Is it true that we don't have who are we to question? And maybe I'll just say that maybe something else about the working with the inner critic is, can we just let it be there? Okay, yeah. There's that experience also. I'm also experiencing the pressure of the chair or cushion against my body. I'm also hearing sounds. And then there's this, maybe this sub-personality, this kind of expression I'm using beneath us that is being critical. That's having us have some resistance to asking questions. Asking the questions, what is this? And lastly, maybe there'll be some resistance to asking questions because there might be a type of inner inertia that is a wish to just sink into a soft, cottony place where there's maybe a little bit of dullness and we don't want it to be disturbed, and questions seem to bring a little bit of energy, and we kind of want to sink into that. To be certain, there are times in which we need to refuel, we need to be nourished, and we need to rest. But also, we'll find that that can be a dead end, to just sink into a dullness, a little bit of a stupor, a little bit of a lack of freshness. And questioning is a way in which that can bring some brightness and bring some energy and bring some newness to our experience. And I'm reminded of this story that the tradition holds, that Mara, just the personification of all obstacles or difficulties or hindrances or obstructions to greater and greater freedom. So Mara goes to the Buddha while the Buddha is sitting underneath the Bodhi tree and has this intention to become awakened. And he's sitting there with all of his being intent on he's going to find the way to the end of suffering. And Mara shows up and says, "Who are you to think that you can become awakened?" And for me, this is such a beautiful thing. The Buddha, he touches the earth. He does this gesture. Just like this Buddha here. Touches the earth, says, "The earth is my witness." I don't remember exactly what he says, or even if he did say something, but I like this idea. It's this gesture of touching the earth. So might there be a way in which we can have this gesture of, yeah, to reclaim our nobility or dignity and to have that, with that, some openness and to ask, what is this? With a kind-hearted warmth, with some care, what is this? And this way, questioning could be an integral part of our practice. Maybe it's something that we use when we're experiencing difficulties. Maybe it's a regular stance that we take. But however we use it, may it be of support and help, not a way in which to undermine our stability, not a way in which to undermine what we hold dear and is important to us, but as a way to help keep us open. And with us, the lack of inertia, with this kind of a movement forward with some energy. And in this way, might it be of support for us? And of course, support for others, those we come in contact with, and maybe those that then they come in contact with and that they come in contact with, so that our practice may be for the benefit of all beings. Thank you.